I was at a debate with Christopher Hitchens this weekend. And during the debate, he made a big point of the notion that miracles such as the virgin birth should be discounted because they are absurd in an age of scientific enlightenment. But in reality, as I point out in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, miracles are not only possible, but they're necessary in terms to make sense of the universe in which we live. According to modern science, the universe not only had a beginning, but it is unfathomably fine-tuned to support life. Not only so, but the origin of life, information in the genetic code, irreducible complexity in biological systems, and the phenomenon of the human mind pose intractable difficulties for merely natural explanations. And therefore, reason forces us to look beyond the natural world to a supernatural designer who periodically intervenes in the affairs of his created handiwork. In other words, if we're willing to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, we should have no problem whatsoever accepting the virgin birth. Furthermore, I think we're compelled by reason and evidence to acknowledge that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. Manuscript evidence, archaeology, predictive prophecy, the science of statistical probability, together provide a persuasive case for the reliability of the Bible. And thus we may legitimately appeal to the Word of God as evidence for the virgin birth. Moreover, Christ, who demonstrated that he was God in human flesh through the undeniable fact of the resurrection, pronounced the Scriptures infallible. And if Christ concurs with the virgin birth, no one should have the temerity to contradict his claim. One other point. While it's currently popular to suggest that the gospel writers borrowed the virgin birth motif from pagan mythology, the facts say otherwise. Stories of gods having sexual intercourse with women, like the sun god Apollo becoming a snake and then impregnating the mother of Augustus Caesar, hardly parallel the virgin birth account. Moreover, given the strict monotheistic worldview of the New Testament authors, it should stretch credulity beyond the breaking point to suppose that they borrowed from pagan mythologies, especially myths that extolled the sexual exploits of pagan gods. It's become all too common for people to buy into what has been well described as a unique brand of fundamentalism that values rhetoric and emotional stereotypes over reason and evidential substance. Those who suppose that the virgin birth is mythological would be well served to carefully consider defensible arguments rather than uncritically swallowing dogmatic assertions by men like Christopher Hitchens. In this Christmas season, as we celebrate the virgin birth, Christ coming in human flesh, it is my prayer that you will be prepared, ready, always, to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. And the point is not merely to counter Christopher Hitchens or Richard Dawkins or Daniel Dennett or Bart Ehrman or a host of New Village atheists. The point is that you might use your well-reasoned answer as an opportunity to have the Holy Spirit move through you in the process of touching another life for time and for eternity. I not only, by the way, cover this in the Complete Bible Answer Book collector's edition, but also The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. In fact, I have two distinct entries on the virgin birth. And The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, not only available in book form, and this is one of the most beautiful books ever published by Thomas Nelson, but also The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, available in audio book on two CDs. So check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And for your gift of $100 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute this Christmas season, you can order The Heart of Christmas personalized for a family member or a friend or a coworker, a way of supporting the ministry and having an exquisite gift to give someone else this Christmas season. Check it out on the World Wide Web. Once again, equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants, as always, at 888-7000-CRI.